Mary had a little lamb,
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
It was more than 7 years ago when the city council was looking to create a living wage, forcing companies that receive city subsidies to pay their workers more. Then Mayor Bloomberg said no.
They would make it harder and more costly for businesses to start, harder and more costly for businesses to stay, and harder and more costly for businesses to thrive.
3 years later, and then out of office, Mike Bloomberg was not convinced raising wages was the way to go.
I, for example, am not in favor, have never been in favor, of raising the minimum wage.
But in California on Wednesday, Bloomberg, the presidential candidate, sounded a bit different.
If you work full-time, you should earn enough to live on. A living wage.
Oh!
There is dignity in every job, and there should be dignity in every paycheck as well.
Bloomberg released new proposals to create economic opportunity for all Americans. Among the ideas, raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025.
Happy President's Day, everybody. Happy President's Day. I don't know if there's anything that can stop Michael Bloomberg, except maybe videotape. Maybe that's the secret to his kryptonite. Maybe videotape, like then and now videotape. I don't know. You know, I don't usually get involved in primaries, but perhaps it is time to stop and frisk Michael Bloomberg's campaign. Maybe that's like a good idea for us. I will just say there is a Democratic debate this Wednesday, and the big question is Michael Bloomberg going to be in it, or will he just say he won it? Will he pay people to just say he won it? This is really the craziness of the DNC, okay? The DNC has gotten rid of the number of donors that you have to have in order to be on the debate stage. You remember throughout all of these debates, there were two criteria that you had to meet in order to be on the debate stage. You had to meet a certain fundraising threshold, and you also had to have, you know, for the first debates, you had to have like 100,000 donors, and they couldn't be the same people, unique donors. Then, and as the debates got more, as we had more and more debates, the threshold for how many donors you had to have, individual donors, that increased too. But now they've gotten rid of the donor threshold for Michael Bloomberg, and that's because when Michael Bloomberg holds a fundraiser, Michael Bloomberg just opens his wallet. Michael Bloomberg only has one donor, Michael Bloomberg. So they got rid of the donor requirements, like how many individual unique donors you have to have. I mean, how do you feel about that? I thought I would ask you, since, you know, I try and stay out of these primaries, because if Michael Bloomberg can literally purchase the presidency and he becomes the Democratic or the Independent or the Republican slash Democrat, I was a Democrat, now I'm Republican, now I'm an Independent, Republican, Democrat, then we're going to have to vote for him. So it's sort of the Democrats' repeal and replace. Repeal one billionaire, a fake one, with a real billionaire. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what we're talking about over here. I really don't. But Bloomberg is trying to succeed with absolutely nothing but TV advertising. And the question is, can that work? I got two words for you. Sham, wow. It can work. I bought a pasta boat, but wait, there's more. Just pay separate shipping and handling and we'll send you two pasta boats. I have them. So it could, I mean, and he's not even on the, this is the thing. We're having a debate. Okay, there'll be town halls on CNN with each of the Democratic nominees. Those will be 1 hour long each, tomorrow night and then Wednesday night. That is not a debate. Those are like interviews with candidates, the remaining Democratic candidates, you know, individually. But then there's going to be a debate ahead of the Nevada caucus on Wednesday or Thursday. And the big question is, do we want Michael Bloomberg on the stage so that the other nominees can question him? And I don't know why they don't show videotape at the debates. You know, they did it finally at the impeachment trial, which wasn't a trial because there were no witnesses, therefore not a trial, but there were video clips. Why can't we do that in the debate and show Michael Bloomberg then and now? I'm not sure why we can't do that. But Michael Bloomberg, the big debate is whether or not to let him on the stage. And the pro for letting him on the stage is that the other candidates like Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, even Joe Biden, and Amy Klobuchar are saying, whoa, wait a minute. This man is really trying to be president by buying the presidency. And I don't know if, the solution to our ills is to repeal one fake billionaire with one real billionaire. I don't know if that's it, right? But they will be able to question him if he is on the stage, and the DNC has already changed the rules. So the real con is that he didn't really earn his way in there, and that he's got, no matter what happens during these town halls on CNN Tuesday and Wednesday, and during the debate, whether he's there or not, when they break for commercial, you're going to see Michael Bloomberg ads. And you know, the ads, some of them are really good. Some of the ads are really good. This is one of my favorite ones that he's got, I will say. This one.
Go home to mommy. Go home. Bye.
What? Are you going to cry?
Which is also guilty of stupidity.
God, Karen, you are so stupid.
Get him the hell out of here, will you, please?
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Quiet.
Shut up.
Sit down. Go back to Univision.
Such a nasty one.
Trust up.
Like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
I will destroy you.
What a stupid question.
Butthead.
Get him the hell out of here, will you?
Get out of here.
No, not you. Not you.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home?
So, some of the ads are really good, I got to say. Who's ever doing it? He can afford, Madison Avenue. He can afford the very, very, very best. Now, I heard over the weekend, if you watch Bill Maher, you saw Katie Couric. Katie Couric said that she can report that what Bloomberg is doing is he's hired a psychiatrist who specializes in malignant narcissistic personality disorder, and he's having that psychiatrist sit down with a comedy writer in order to figure out how to get under Donald Trump's skin, how to push all his buttons and make him lose his crap in public. And I love that idea. But see, this is what, $1 billion will buy you. And you've got candidates who, they're like Amy Klobuchar. Her entire, war chest is like a little over $12 million. So, can he buy the presidency? Yes. Is that the answer for what ails us? I don't know. But I will have to say, I don't know if Mike Bloomberg would divest if he became president, because Trump refused to, and he's not even a billionaire. That's probably why he refused, because he doesn't want you to know that he's a fraud. And then I think, well, maybe Bloomberg is just better off paying somebody else to be president for him, which is what real billionaires would do. And that's a possibility too. So I'm thinking that the only thing I can do that would be productive is to ask you whether or not you want to see him on the debate stage, now that I've told you the pros are that the other candidates can question him about his past statements on women, about his past statements on stop and frisk, even after it was declared unconstitutional. That all happened like in 2012. And the clips that you've been hearing that I have, some of them are really bad audio, but I'll show you them anyway because there's closed captioning on them. Those clips that I have, they're from 2015 and 2013, and that's after a judge ruled that it was unconstitutional. Then all of a sudden, and he was still promoting it. He was still saying you have to police minority areas because that's where the crime is. The crime is documented in minority areas because that's where the cops are. White kids don't get arrested for marijuana.